Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Hello, world, and welcome back to another episode of Thanks for Coming In. I'm your host, Jillian Clare. I don't have a lot to say today. I don't. Except for the fact that both my sister and my father got the vaccine today, and I am so thankful for that. My sister has been working on the front lines since this pandemic started, and I'm just so thankful that she can go to work with a little less worry. I gotta say something, guys, because it's been bothering me. I've been seeing people getting the vaccine prior to people with real pre-existing conditions, whether it's fudging paperwork. I know there's loopholes. There's that whole access code nonsense that is happening in LA. This access code that was created for primarily Latino and Black communities that have been heavily hit, and those codes got out. If you're eligible to get the vaccine, please go get it. If you're not, do not jump the line. I wouldn't feel comfortable crossing that line. And knowing that my vaccine that I got could have saved somebody's life who is at a higher risk. So just freaking think before you cut the line. On the brighter spectrum of things, today on the show, we have Emma Norton, who is an absolute gem, and I just adore her. You may know her from TikTok. She has grown her TikTok so much in the past year, and it was really insightful to talk to her, and I'm really glad I got to meet her. So here's my conversation with Emma Norton. Welcome to the show, Emma!
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here today.
Y'all, we just had a real interesting experience trying to get this stuff started today.
We did, yes. A couple hiccups, couple bumps along the road, but you know what? At the end of the day, we figured it out. So that's enough.
We figured it out, you know? You're like a technology super queen over here, so I mean,
I don't know about that, but when it comes to things like Google Chrome and things that are, I hate to say this because this sounds ridiculous, but a little bit before my time because I'm so young. I was struggling a little bit. So even me, I have my flaws in technology.
Oh, God, that hurts my soul a little.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. So tell me a little bit about how you got started in acting. Obviously, people know you from TikTok, but I was reading that you've always loved acting. So what made you want to start acting?
Well, so I think that from, like, so many other people who are in the industry, they started really young, and I did, and I think that I had the privilege to attend a school that had a really fun theater program, and theater, you know, growing up was definitely my creative outlet to be, I guess, the wackiest version of myself or someone else, and to escape my own reality from a really young age when, you know, so many people experience hard things growing up, and that was my escape, and I fell in love with it, and my release, and I don't know, I think that with acting, it is such a beautiful way to tell a story and to connect with people, and that's so beyond important to me, and, you know, in this life, I think one of the most important things to me personally is connecting with other people and helping people and allowing them to feel things that maybe they don't quite understand how to express themselves, so instead to do that on stage or to do that in a film or a movie. I think that that's so beautiful.
Beautifully put. Do you want to be more in the film area, or do you want to be in theater?
Definitely film. I mean, I think that I grew up doing theater, so that was my first passion. And then I think that as I got a little bit older, I started having some exposure to film, and I was like, wow, this is a whole nother world. And
yeah.
I think it's totally a lot different. There's different intimacies to theater and to film. I think that the intimacy is that, you know, it's a live audience, and that's so cool. But with the intimacy of film, I think that that is more widespread, that more people can see that. And I think that that was what drew me to it as well.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Film has always been my love. I just love that you can watch something from 1940 and those people are still living then, you know?
Yeah, which is so, I don't know. It's this feeling that really lights me up that, you know, so many people can, maybe not the point is not always to relate to it, but to learn something from it. I think that no matter what you're watching, you learn something from it. Even if it's the Lego movie, you might learn something.
Hey, you learn to be happy from the Lego movie, so.
Exactly. Yes, that's what made me happy, is the Lego movie.
So you're so young and you're so early in your career. What's the path that you want to take? Like, what kind of films are the things that spark in you?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely am so grateful for the fact that I'm so young, because I do have a lot of opportunity to grow as an actress and as an artist and figure out what I want to do. But I think that the projects that I'm most drawn to are dramedies and things along those lines. I think that those are so much fun, and personally, those are my favorite films to watch. Mm-hmm. And I think that someone who has such an incredible film career that I really look up to is Margot Robbie, and I think that her career is fantastic, and all the things that she's done with DC, and that's probably my biggest goal, is to do something with DC and Marvel. That's would be the most incredible opportunity ever.
Oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like top-notch stuff right there.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love how the attention to detail and the artistry and makeup and costumes and just everything about that franchise is so well done. I can't even put it into words that would properly articulate it. So
have you been watching WandaVision?
Oh, hell yes, I have. My gosh, of course. No.
Oh my God, it's so good.
It's so good. I definitely am looking forward to the new episode today. I haven't seen it yet because, you know, it's just 12 o'clock here, but I will definitely be watching it later. 100%.
I definitely got up this morning and put it on immediately. I'm so afraid that I'm going to like see a spoiler on Twitter or something.
Yeah, no, that's very true. I think that that makes sense, because I honestly don't spend that much time on social media other than doing my own things. So I'm not concerned. But no, I'm so excited. They have done that so well in the writing and how complex it is. It's wild. It amazes me.
It's a beautiful show. Your jaw's gonna drop with this episode. I'm just letting you know.
I'm so excited. You have no idea.
So tell me how you got this start in TikTok, because TikTok is such a crazy world to me. I've watched everyone kind of explode on it. And I mean, I have one, and I have like 100 followers because I don't know what the hell I'm doing on that app.
It doesn't matter.
But you've exploded this past year. I mean, you have over 6 million followers. How did that happen?
You know, that's a great question. I think I ask myself that all the time. I think that, I mean, I do know how it happened, but I will never stop being grateful for her. I think there's so much luck and right time and right place, and you know, all of those things as well. But it started off because I really needed a creative outlet. And I think that I started a little bit before the pandemic really was in, you know, full force. Mm-hmm. But I really started doing it during the pandemic. And that was my creative outlet, because I didn't have theater and I didn't have auditions and I didn't have dance and I didn't have anything like so many other people. And I am definitely the type of person that gives 110 to everything that I do. And so I gave 110 to TikTok. And that meant, you know, getting up at 5:30 in the morning and starting to film every day, like every day, even on weekends, every day. And spending hours and hours and working on trends and making them my own. It's really a very analytical game if you want it to succeed. I think that I saw it from a business perspective too. Having a platform allows you to have access to so many more opportunities. And I realized that, and that really lit a fire under my belly, I think you could say, with it. And it's been that way since last year, I guess.
I mean, that's the game now, right? Because when I was your age, we only had Facebook. And I think that maybe Instagram was like in its first year, but it wasn't what it is now, right? This whole explosion of social media and influencers and being able to create your own community is so new still.
It is.
But it's certainly the game that if you want to, you know, really break into things in the new way, you have to do it that way.
You do. Yeah. And I think that I realized that too. And that was, I don't know, it was crazy to me that how many doors were opening for me. I mean, I think that I did realize that, of course, there's going to be some new opportunities, but I think that there was many unexpected ones of, like, you know, people that commented on my video that, like, the Spice Girls or, like, people that I've been in love with for years and their work following me. And it's mind-boggling, and it's such a blessing every day, I think, to be able to now have that platform and share, you know, what's going on in my head and bring it to life to millions of people, which is insane to say.
How do you come up with these video ideas? I watched a few of them and they're so good.
Thank you.
I just wonder, like, are you sitting there writing constantly?
You know, I think that my brain is always kind of turning with all of my content, no matter what I'm doing and where I am. I think that even when I'm listening to a song, I'm like, oh, well, these lyrics could be used for something that I'm gonna do for, you know, a video or whatever it is. It never really stops. Which is great. Yeah, I love it that way. I think that I have always been that way with my creative outlets, and it's always about what can I create. And I think the problem is not coming up with ideas. It's narrowing them down, quite honestly, because I have so many, and sometimes I want to put them all into one, and then I'm like, oh, that's not going to make sense to anyone but you. It's so exciting to do that every day, though.
I mean, I want to ask you, because I feel like I haven't had somebody on the show yet who is as popular as you are on TikTok, and I want people to understand the work ethic that goes into being a TikTok influencer, because it is large.
Yeah. No, it's
what
it's
like how massive. Many hours do you spend a day doing this?
I mean, I think it always depends. Sometimes I try to do a lot more one day and then have it a little bit easier the next day because I might have other professional obligations that I have to work on. But of course it depends on the type of content that you make. I think that if you know, you're just making silly videos all the time, people underestimate that too. There's sometimes skits that could take, you know, 7 hours to put together. That's only 45 seconds or something like that. But that's what it takes. And I think that for me, if I'm going to be filming like a point of view along with makeup, or I'm doing some elaborate scheme with a lot of editing, it can take, makeup alone, I think that it on average takes like 4 to 6 hours. And that's to edit it together, that's to, you know, do the makeup, that's to structure it, that's to learn the audio, that's to do everything that goes into it. There's so much that you don't see behind the scenes, that's to purchase the products needed, it's all of the things.
Right.
So it really is a lot of fake blood, sweat, and tears. So but it really is a job for a lot of people. Now, I don't do just simple dance videos, which those are awesome too and make people really happy and do have an impact. So I'm not undermining that at all, but certain things do take more time than others.
Yeah, I mean, and there's certainly two sides to TikTok too, right? There's the people who are just doing it for fun. They're just posting what they think. They're doing a dance. They're doing that.
Yeah.
And there's the people who take it from a business side and create content to further their career.
Yeah, I think that if you're really focusing on quality content, which they're both great in their own ways, but if you're really producing something every day, then that's on brand and, you know, is going to engage and is that business side, it's entirely different. Because I think that I definitely could make super, you know, just this is what's in my brain and funny videos. And I definitely think I do want to do more of those just because I have focused so much on artistic side, but just as much. But it's very tricky to do that if you're interested in making it artistic and say something.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Something else that I've always wondered, and I don't know if this is a my generation thing, but for me, it's social media has always been a place to connect with friends. So what is it that makes you want to start that community, right? Because I feel like when you have all of these followers, it's a community. It's not just like fans.
Yeah, I mean, I could not have said that better myself. It's, I mean, I've never ever said, that's so weird to me to say something like, oh my God, my fans.
Yeah, right? It's strange.
That feels so weird. Even though, like, when I say that, my friends are like, Emma, like, yes, they're your fans. And I'm like, no, they're my friends. It just doesn't feel right to say that. And I think that I've always treated it that way, but it is a community. It's like, I have so many fan accounts that I love so much, and they're called fan accounts, otherwise I'd just call them friend accounts, but that doesn't really make sense either. But yeah, no, I mean, my DMs are so much fun to read and engage with people and, you know, have people be interested in what I have to say and what I have to do is the craziest feeling.
Yeah. Now, here's a question for you. You do all these amazing videos on TikTok. You're producing so much on there. Have you thought about doing your own, like, web series and stuff too? Because clearly you have the wherewithal and the producing mindset to be able to do something like that.
You know, I think I would love to do something like that. I do write. I write some music and I write some scripts and things like that on the side just when I feel like those are popping up in my head. And I really have a passion for that as well. I think that it's been my goal to, you know, continue to build and build and build with my social media following until I can, you know, be a part of Hollywood and film with that, and then eventually direct and produce my own projects. Yeah. That's always been a massive dream, just as much as it is to be in Hollywood and be in film, is to create my own films as well, whether that be short films, web series, or an actual movie someday is my hope.
Yeah. I mean, that's the dream, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. No, but I would love that so much. I think that that would be a lot easier when I'm officially moved out to Los Angeles, which is my plan, and I'm so excited for that and has been for a while. But I think as soon as I'm out there, I feel very lucky to have a lot of friends who are also influencers that I love dearly and would be phenomenal in doing something like that. So that's certainly
Where are you now?
I'm in Denver, Colorado.
Oh, you're in Denver.
I've driven
through Denver.
I've grown up here, and I spend usually like most months in LA, and I have been for a number of years now. So it just makes sense to make the move, and with social media and everything else going on, it's the right place to be and a lot warmer.
Yeah, I agree. So on our show, we like to talk about auditions that have gone awry, or funny auditions, or something that you auditioned for that you really wanted and didn't get. Do you have a story that you would like to share with the audience?
Yeah, I mean, I have so many, actually, so it'd be hard to think about one. But I do think that one thing that I was auditioning for, and I don't think that I can say what exactly it was, just because they put you under contract and things like that, and I would never want to say something that I'm not supposed to. But basically, and this was actually what started everything with me wanting to do TikTok after this audition, and so as horrible as it was, I'm grateful for it, but I had this really big callback. And it was in Los Angeles, and I was out there for a while for, I think it was pilot season. And I actually met someone who's also a really big TikToker, and I think her name is Indiana. I'm pretty positive. And she's been on the platform for a number of years before it was even TikTok, and it was Musical.ly. And I met her, and I believe it was between her and I. And at the time I had absolutely no social media following, and it was like, who cared? And so I went upstairs in the elevator, and she was there, and I was like, oh my God, like, I know who this person is. That's so cool. And her and I had a really good conversation. She seems awesome. And so I get in the room, and I do everything that I need to do with the sign up sheet. And I see this separate bar that doesn't have anything to do with my, you know, my name, my email or contact information, manager, all that stuff. And it was my social media following and how many numbers.
No.
Yeah. And that actually happened at numerous auditions after that as well. And before that. But I wasn't expecting it to be for this, and it was a really big project, and I believe it was with Netflix, actually. And so I saw that, and I was like, well, crap, I have, what, like 1,000 followers, so I hope this doesn't matter. And so I get in the room, and I do the audition, and, or the callback, I should say, and they loved it. They really liked it, and I worked tirelessly at this role, and they really liked it, and you know, they brought in the other girl, did that, and then they brought in the sheet, and they just said to me, like, hey, we really, really like you, and honestly, this would have been great, but she has a social media following and you don't. And I didn't get it because of that, and I was so unbelievably crazy beyond like upset. It wasn't even, it was to the point where I was so upset I was just laughing.
Yeah.
And that's what started me wanting to do it, because I was like, okay, well, if you do not want me for my talents or for my hard work or any of those things, then I'll come back and I'll have a social media following next time you ask me. And every single day, I swear that that story really drove me to do TikTok.
I mean, kudos to you for taking it and doing what, you know, many wouldn't, which is going off and saying, you know, screw you, I'm going to have a social media following.
And I was like, okay, well, I can give up. I have two options, give up or work my butt off every day.
I feel like, and I don't know if this is correct in any way or form, but I feel like it's very a generational thing, because I feel like your generation... Ooh, hello.
There's a ring there.
You're good. I feel like your generation is almost expected to have these big social media followings. I feel like my age can kind of get away with it still, because we're like, listen, I'm almost in my 30s. I don't know what the heck I'm supposed to be doing on here.
Different and entirely.
But I feel like if you're in that Gen Z area, they expect you to have followings.
Yeah. They do.
Which is, I think that it's so unfortunate.
Yeah. And what's really hard about it, too, is that, I mean, for me personally, I feel very grateful to have had a lot of the experiences with, you know, auditions going well and them not going well, because I think I learned from an early age what rejection is. Mm-hmm. And I know that sounds awful, but it really wasn't. I think that it made me really tough. And that was important, because I've seen so many people who are friends on social media or who have really big followings, or maybe have 100,000, which is also really big in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, it's huge.
And people put, you know, their worth as their number of social media.
Yeah.
Followings and likes and all those things. And I just, that blows my mind. And I completely see why people would do that, but it breaks my heart. Because
it's you're such
expected to be this huge social media person, even if, you know, that's so much easier or so much harder said than done.
Yeah. It's such a double-edged sword. I think I've only been in like one or two auditions where I've heard the casting director talk about social media followers. I've never had to put my social media followers on a sheet though, which is insane.
It is. Yeah. And I've been to multiple social media events as well where it's like, you know, put your name in your social media following. It's completely changed. And I don't know if you're familiar with the show Black Mirror.
Yeah.
But it's a show that talks, for anyone else that isn't familiar, it's a show that kind of talks about the implications of social media and what it could do to the future. Mm-hmm. And there's one episode that talks about, like, people being rated and, like, out of 5 stars with every interaction that you have with someone. And it almost feels like social media is becoming more and more similar to that. And that is so harrowing on anyone's mental health. And of course, like anyone else, even though I don't really care, because I know my own worth and all of that, there's, of course, with anyone, there's going to be days where it's like, oh, damn, you know, my numbers are down or whatever it is. And it's so important to remember that that just has nothing to do with anyone's capability or worth as a human.
Right. How do you keep so level-headed? Because there are not many. I've known many an influencer in my life, and there, I feel like you're so level-headed, and you know exactly that this is a business that has nothing to do with who you are as a person.
Yeah.
How do you keep that?
That's a good question. I think a lot of people are really stunned by the fact that I'm, even though that I have, you know, so much pressure on me that I don't feel pressure. which it sounds crazy, but I mean, throughout even the beginning and to now, I still have people reaching out being like, oh, Emma, like, are you okay? Like, the comments are really mean. Or, you know, like, are you good? And I've always been great. I think that I have detached how I feel about myself from how everyone else feels about me.
That's a remarkable gift.
Yeah, thank you. I think that I wouldn't be where I am today if it weren't for that. And I think that there's a lot of people who have so much more than I do that don't feel the way that I do. And that's really hard. And, you know, I think that to judge anyone based off of, you know, 15 seconds and write a nasty comment, that's more of a reflection on them than it is on me. It's way more of a reflection on them. And if I, before I post anything, if I think it's good, if I like it, if I think it's going to do well and I feel good, then anyone else can form their own opinion. It's not, you know, a reflection on anything that I'm capable of. So it's so important to remember that. And I think that I've helped a lot of my friends try to understand that too, because it's really brutal on most people.
And it's worrisome. It's worrisome, especially because, you know, most of the social media influencers are so young, and I just, I can't imagine having to deal with that kind of pressure and, I mean, I feel like it's anxiety too. I don't think it I could have done that at 16, 17 years old, like so many of the people that I know that are doing it now.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling in my opinion, and it can get really serious, which is the unfortunate part of that too, is like, you know, it'll build up and build up. And with cancel culture and how unforgiving people are and, you know, internet trolls, it's unfortunate because I think with the, especially on TikTok and most social media, but I think that it became a really big thing on TikTok to purposefully say really horrible things to people. And, you know, there's a like system on people's comments. So the meaner it was, the more people liked it because it was, you know, funny because it was mean. And, you know, I think there's always importance in, you know, not taking things seriously, of course, but there's a certain point where things get taken too far and people who are hiding behind a screen and need their own outlet to, you know, take out their anger. That's how they do it.
Yeah.
And that's tough. And that's something that I am hoping that in schools, there's a lot more, talk about the safety of social media and about exactly what I'm preaching, that it has nothing to do with, you know, you being a good, valuable human.
Right, right.
And people, I think there's also a tough part about that is that I, even with me, I've seen so many people blow up on TikTok and completely change as people. And they do think that they're better than other people, and that causes that problem to only get worse. But we all put our pants on one leg at a time, and we all have our good days and our bad days and our own crap to deal with. And so I just don't think that anyone that has that has the right to think that they're better than anyone else.
Emma, you are fantastic.
Oh, I don't know about that, but thank you. I appreciate it.
I think you need to go on some tours and do some talks about social media, because
that is something I want to do.
This, I mean, it's clearly a passion of yours, and you're so well versed in it. I mean, the way you explain it is beautiful, and I really think that, you know, people need to hear that message more.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I think that's something I definitely want to do. I love public speaking, and, you know, eventually when that gets a little bit safer to do some public speaking, that's 100% a goal, because I really wish that so many people knew what I knew.
Yeah. Ugh. Praise be. well, thank you so much, Emma, for coming on the show. Speaking of social media, where can people find you?
Yeah, people can find me at Emma Nortz with two S's on TikTok. And Emma Nortz is all of my other social media. And my Snapchat is in my Instagram bio.
Well, I can't wait to see how you blossom as an actor, and if I ever have a role to put you in, I'm going to give you a call, because I just love your energy. And
oh, I appreciate that so much. Please call me. I'd be happy to help anytime.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Yes, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And can't wait to see what the future holds.
Thanks again to Emma for coming on the show. Make sure to go follow her on TikTok, because she is so, so good at what she does. And I'm excited for her future and all the acting opportunities that are going to come her way. Smart girl. Make sure to subscribe to the show wherever you're listening to it right now. Please rate and review. It really helps us out. Tune in next week to hear me talk to a fellow Days alum. And until then, thanks for coming in.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.